Welcome to the No Response Zone, the podcast where two guys with funny accents talk about video games, life, and everything else. But today it's going to be mostly everything else, to be frankly honest. There's barely going to be any video game talk, if at all. Also, I'd like to point out that we have gotten new microphones. So hopefully that sounds... Well, not hopefully. It does sound a lot better.
Yeah, we were using one mic before.
We're using just really one bad. really small... You know, like those mics that they put on actors when they're doing interviews? It was one of those, but for two people in a big apartment.
Yeah, and it was a shitty one of those. It wasn't like the one.
I wish it was. It was like a really, really crappy one of those. But yes, we have new microphones, and we spent the last like hour and a half tinkering with it to figure out something that hopefully sounds semi, professional in a way. But we actually have just not that many things to talk about, but just a few things that we want to talk a lot about. And it's Tuesday, so 36-hour embargo is passed on Game of Thrones, the finale of Game of Thrones.
There was no embargo on Game of Thrones. This is not Endgame.
Like, no, you're right.
There was no embargo. The meme started like 10 minutes after that.
I know, it's horrible, right?
Yeah,
it's
bad. Poor people in Europe and the rest of the world.
Everybody fucking gets it, Gets the memes way too early.
My friends saw it on the afternoon. On Monday afternoon.
Because
they had to work, so they couldn't watch it. At 3 in the morning.
And then while they're at work, they're fucking like... And they, yeah. By the time they're at work...
Like, I wanted to talk to them, and like I sent memes, but they couldn't understand why. You know those memes they do now with Game of Episode X without context?
Mm-hmm.
I sent the memes, they weren't understanding it. Then
Yeah, because it's without context.
Yeah, I mean, I always see... I love those memes.
I admittedly, it makes me more curious to see what the fuck it meant. Like, what the hell is this? But then I see the episode. But let's move in from the memes, talking about the actual episode. Talking about the actual how it ended. Everybody knows what happened, so there's no need for a recap. Everybody knows what went down in the season finale of Game of Thrones.
You don't care about.
If you haven't seen it at this point, I don't know. I don't know. It's Tuesday. If you haven't seen the finale of Game of Thrones and you like Game of Thrones, then you're shit out of luck. But I mean, I personally thought the entire season was kind of rushed. Felt rushed. I liked the way it ended, though. I do like the way it ended. I do. There's a few things about it. There are these glaring plot holes that.
There is.
I mean, and I'm not talking about the Starbucks coffee cup.
Yeah, no, that's a little mistake.
Yeah, but
that's not gonna fuck up the show.
Yeah, but when it comes to like story plot holes, there were a few massively big ones that I have questions about. That kind
most
of
likely and like loose ends, like ends with people. We never heard. Do you remember the guy from Dorm?
Yeah. But that dude
played by Pedro Pascal.
That dude had his head caved in, though.
Yes, but you remember he had a wife.
And then she was
captured, yeah. And Cersei put him in a dungeon.
Yes.
That was the end of her.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think her name was Elira Sand.
I don't remember.
Or maybe that was one of her daughters, I'm not sure about
Sand,
that.
Sand is the bastards.
But her?
Sand is bastards, she wasn't.
Exactly. True. Yeah, the bastard. So I think her name was Elira. But either way,
I guess she died when everything crumbled on top.
That's
of
That's what
her.
I figured because she was in the Red Keep, and Cersei. That last thing. Last
I mean,
time
she wasn't
in
a dungeon. I'm pretty sure she's alive, but trapped.
No, she's probably dead. Like last.
That was deep.
It was pretty deep.
That
I mean,
can't like. No,
she's dead, man.
The throne room survived. Like, it looks untouched. Just a little hole on the wall in the back, and that's it. The throne was perfectly there. Nothing happened there.
I'm pretty sure we can agree that if Jaime and Cersei die, she's probably dead. She's probably dead, Kevin. She's dead as fucking disco.
I mean, yeah, because she's gonna stay there forever. No one is gonna come for her.
No, she's dead as fuck. But here's another one, Mira Reed. I know.
The fuck was that?
That's the problem, people. You can't remember your characters. She and her brother Jojen Reed were the kids that were traveling, taking Bran all over the north.
When they got north and they got to the chick, like, he was like, okay, all right, fuck you.
That like the kid, the blonde kid, Jojen Reed, he dies. He gets stabbed to death right before they get into the cave with the three-eyed raven.
Like in the little hill. Yeah.
And then what? Bran becomes a three-eyed raven. Fucking Hodor dies. Fucking his dog dies too. I forget the name of his dire wolf. He dies there too.
There's only two alive, right?
Yes, but one is Ghost and the other one is Nymeria, and she's in the wild. Yeah, Arya's. But back to but back to Mirror Reed. And then by the time he gets to, I think it's like by the time he gets to Castle Black, the Night's Watch looking for John, he's just like, all right, Mira, thanks for all the help. See ya. He's like, her brother's fucking dead. She has no house. All her entire life was fucking taking care of this kid. And not her entire life, but now she's got Jack. Fuck all. That's another character I want to fucking...
She basically helped him get there and then...
Got shit.
Yeah, nothing. Got shit. She was like, okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, 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 Mira.
I don't need anything from you.
And don't even get me started about...
But she did it for the greater good, more than for a reward.
Very
for
true.
Her brother. She was just following her brother.
She was just following her brother.
She was just following her brother. She was like... Yeah. Because her brother was also sick, like, in the same way. So he had... the brother was the actual one helping him, like, with the visions and shit.
Yeah, because he was the one... He was the one that he was, like a green seer, or whatever her was called. Yeah. He could, like, kind of... No. Maybe I'm wrong on that. If he could kind of warg or not. But, another cat... But... Coming back to plot holes from the episode, talk about Bran Stark. Talk about Bran Stark.
And I'm sorry, there can't be any plot hole with that guy.
Of course there has to be. I mean, think about it. In the last season, when Sansa tells him that he's the Lord of Winterfell,
hold because up. He knew he was going to be king.
Yeah, but...
He always knew he was going to be king. He always knew it was going to end that way.
You know what?
He's like Doctor Strange.
You know what? Score one for the Branster, man.
So
score one for the Branster, dude. He fucking knew it.
Sansa, in particular, offers him to be the Lord of Winterfell, and he's like, no, because he knew Sansa will be the king in the north, the queen in the north, and he'll be the fucking king of the Six Kingdoms.
So okay, so what you're saying is that
he knew already.
He knew already.
So he was like, no, because he knew it was gonna be Sansa and not him.
See, this goes back to what I said on the first episode. Like, Bran Stark's a fucking douchebag.
He is.
A
he lost fucking, his feelings. He doesn't have feelings.
He is a fucking asshole, man. What a goddamn cunt! Like, he can
be the best king, though.
He's gonna be the best king. That's the point. Cause he already knows what he has to do for a bright future. Mm. Duh, it's great. But he's still a fucking douchebag, man. It's like it's talked about in the first episode, man. Like, Bran Stark is just like, oh, I called that. Or I already knew I was gonna be king. Just like he says to Tyrion, he's like, "Why do you think I came all this way? Like, you little pompous cock."
And he's like, "Fuck you,
you fucking douchebag, man." And then Jon Snow being all like, he's fucking exiled back to the Night's Watch over in the North, and he bows down to you, Chris. And then Bran's like, "You did everything exactly the way you had to do, or you were exactly where you had to be." And I'm like, God, that's such an asshole thing to say.
Plus,
in my opinion,
they left forever. They said they were never coming back to the Six Kingdoms.
Exactly.
Why the fuck not keep your fucking brother? Well, not really, brother.
Wait, who's not coming back to the Six Kingdoms?
Bran doesn't really see him as his brother anymore.
Bran doesn't see anything as anything.
Yeah, but still, Sansa and Arya. Look, he gave Sansa the North. What the fuck?
Oh, that's another fucking thing. Imagine how all those other bastards fucking felt. At the end, right? All those assholes at the end in the council when they were, you know, making Bran the king. And they're all like, oi, 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 oi. And then you get to Sansa and Sansa's like, nah, we're gonna be independent still. All those assholes must have been like, God damn it, why did I fucking say that first?
But aren't these assholes also, most of them are gonna be with Sansa? Because some of them are from the north. Like, no. The north is not just... Where the Starks is.
Well, no, not because the people...
Some of their houses have territory in the north.
Very few. Because think about it. The people that were there, you had... damn, I'm going to have to remember this. I know a few of them, but I know that you had Asa Greyjoy, Theon's sister. She's queen of the Iron Islands.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She doesn't give a shit about that because she's fucking off the fucking coast of Westeros.
But the uncle of... Sansa's uncle is there.
I mean, Sansa's uncle. He's actually
not from the north.
He's in fucking River Run.
Yes,
he's in River. He's the Lord of River Run.
That sounds like a Skyrim city.
Edmore Tully or Eddard Tully, whatever. One of those.
Edmore.
Yeah. He's the Lord of River Run. That's south of the north.
You're right.
You had the little kid that used to suck on his mom's teeth. John Arryn.
No.
He fucking grew up strong. Goddamn, drinking all that
tea
milk.
Yeah. We've seen the memes.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's the Lord of. The Eyrie, that's fucking way south too. Yeah, Gendry, Baratheon, he's the Lord of Storm's End. That's on the fucking coast, I think.
Yeah.
So it's nobody there You're was right. in the north.
The Starks have the north.
Yeah, because all those motherfuckers died fighting
the... I mean, yeah, because there's little houses that we don't see, like the Car Starks.
Yeah. Like... The Car Starks, the fuck... But you gotta remember how many fucking houses got wiped out fighting the dead.
Because they betrayed the Starks.
Well, because they fought
the dead. In the end, the Starks kind of won everything.
I mean, but at the end of it, I liked it. I mean, I called it when John had to stab Danny. I
didn't want to. I wanted love.
It was obvious. I wanted though.
Love there.
I mean, I like what happened with Jon Snow. It kind of made sense. It's
sad, but sad doesn't mean bad.
Exactly. It's sad. It's bittersweet.
Game of Thrones has always been like that. Like, the season ends, and you're like, when Jon Snow died for the first time, I was like, okay. I mean, I think the show is not gonna be like it was before without Jon Snow. He came back.
He came back,
and the show gave us. The best word.
So but I like the idea that as this character has gone through a lot and done so much,
and
sacrificed so much and knows that he is the rightful king, but he's like now just exiled in the north. And I don't want it. Yeah, I know, and I find that very like romantic in a way. It's like the unknown king. It's very poetic. It's very novelistic. I love it.
I mean, he had to kill his lover. Who was the queen.
And saw his other lover get shot by the arrow.
I think he loved Daenerys more. Ygritte was his first love, you know?
I mean, who do you think he married? He liked more, Daenerys or the woman he married in real life?
I still...
Because if nobody knows, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, and Rose Leslie, who played Ygritte, they're married in real life. They're adorable. I mean, we're like, yay. Yeah.
They're friends with Emilia Clarke, too. They hang out.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones finale. We don't want to get stuck on it too much.
I liked it. I liked the season. I know it was rushed. There was blood holes, but it was more like there was a little bit of nostalgia, and knowing also that the show is ending, that made me like it more. Because I was like, this is the end. I have to enjoy the little bit that I had. So I just went with it, and I enjoyed it.
I mean,
It
was fun.
It was less political. It was just battles. Remember back in Robb Stark's age, there was less battles. But this is fun too, you know? It's a good change.
It was good.
If you want the other one, you can just go back to those episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a good ending. For me, it was personally satisfying.
It's not going to be anymore.
Oh, it's going to be spin-offs. We all know that. And besides, there's so many other TV shows.
Please.
Arya the Exploded?
They're going to announce a new spin-off. Before like Midsummer.
We'll see. But we both liked it. It had its massive plot holes. You know, the Dothraki. I mean, what happened to the Dothraki? The Unsullied, they're leaving, and Jon Snow has to leave too. So they can reproduce. So they're both leaving for no reason.
In 100 years, those people in the island are all gonna be dead. They can reproduce.
No, they can't.
So
yeah,
what's the point?
I don't know. You know,
what's the point of their existence?
They kill really good.
Yeah,
you know. That's it. They make people dead.
So what's the point of they go to an island and you know what they're gonna do?
Protect it.
Kill each other.
They're not gonna kill each other because they are disciplined.
Game of Thrones Battle Royale. I called it. New game. They're gonna release it at E3. It's gonna be a bunch of the Dothraki just equipping a bunch of shit they find and killing each other.
I mean. Hey, somebody called fucking Respawn. No, but my favorite part of the episode, and you do yours, and we're gonna go on, is the ending where Tyrion is having the first Shadow Council under Bran, and he's sitting down, and he kind of stands up and fixes the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sits down, and then, you know,
like...
Bronn, Davos, and Sam come in. Yeah. And
fucking Sam.
And Sam became Grand Maester of the Citadel.
He was technically kicked out because he...
Yeah, he was. And then Davos became Master of Ships and Bronn became Master of Khorne, Lord of Hightower and Lord Paramount of the Reach, which basically makes him the richest man of Westeros.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one controlling the coin.
So Bronn became the richest man of Westeros. And then they're having this conversation and
he becomes the Lannisters.
Huh?
He becomes like what the Lannisters used to be,
but richer.
Yeah,
because he took Highgarden. Highgarden used to belong to the Tyrells. Tyrells were the richest family in Westeros, and they're all dead. But what about your favorite part of the episode?
I mean, I really like some of the shots they showed. Because, like, the shot with the wings, it was really good. There was a little shot that I really like. It's when, at the beginning, when Jon and Tyrion are walking with the prisoner, with all the Unsullied.
Yeah.
And they find, like, a dead body, and, like, Tyrion's like, I'll find you later. And Tyrion, like, moves from them. You can see, like, they put the camera on top, so you can see, like, Tyrion from top. And the lighting was really good. It was just a little moment in the episode.
Really, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I meant. Like, in the...
it's beautiful.
In the meeting, it's like this really poignant.
Like,
fuck.
They can make you feel just by those images.
Yes, so I agree with that. But when you know the story behind it, it's also so much weight. Yeah. That now Tyrion is actually hand of the King of Westeros, and he's like, you know he's going to do good, because he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to make everything the best it can be.
And he was the actual person plotting against the queen.
Exactly.
Jon killed the queen because of Tyrion.
Because Tyrion had his doubts, yeah. But that was our thoughts on Game of Thrones. It might have been a little bit jumbled because you can imagine it's Tuesday, so you can already imagine the amount of Game of Thrones talk we've had up to this point beforehand.
Yeah. What I have to say is that it's what we have, and fuck it. We just have to like it because it's the
end. Exactly.
I'm just going to take
it. Yeah, that's what you got. And for people that are like, you know, everybody's gonna be wanting to see something, or because there is stuff coming down the pipeline that you can see after Game of Thrones, or that you can wait for and hope that it'll be, you know, just as good, right? Or you have the Netflix is coming out with The Witcher with Henry Cavill.
I really want to see that.
I know
that is gonna save me from this void that I have inside of me now that Game of Thrones has
ended. This high fantasy TV void.
Yeah, because more than high fantasy, it was beautiful.
It was.
It was based on books. The story was really solid, and then you had those shots. They were amazing.
Yeah,
and Poland is like a really beautiful country.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the
it's cold, but it's nice.
I mean, for anybody that's played The Witcher 3, you know, specifically The Wild Hunt, that you can imagine. That's
The Witcher 3.
Huh?
That's The Witcher 3.
Yeah, The Wild Hunt. You know, that's you can't imagine the kind of vistas that game has, and kind of like these sceneries that the game creates. If, you know, they could recreate that for a TV show, it could look just as good, if not as good, as Game of Thrones with the right cinematographer, right?
I mean, for the game, the third game, they actually made their own engine. Because if you remember, like, the first two didn't look that good. They were using EA's engine, BioWare's engine. Then they made the engine, and it's beautiful. Like, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful game. Like, it's jaw-dropping at times. Yeah. And the TV show we already know a TV show is going to be based.
But I think it's going to be on winter, so we're going to see a lot of snow.
That works even better.
Like, what I've seen from Henry Cavill, like, on sets, it was, like, white.
I mean, but that's going to look good. It's going to fit. Yeah. You know, Geralt of Rivia, the white
wolf. He can hide with his.
Henry Cavill with a hood. You know, just the image of it already, it's like, you got me
I'm
sold.
I'm pretty sure, man, by the end of the season, he's going to have, like, at least 3 scars.
Three more scars.
Right now he has none.
Oh, he's like, that's true.
He's studying now.
That's true. That's very true.
He's young, Geralt. Like, they're kids. Ygritte, Yennefer. I mean, Yennefer's like a kid here. She's like 17. She looks 17 at least.
I mean, well, we don't know exactly what it's gonna be based on. I mean, we can hope. I mean, we do know it's gonna be based most on Sapkowski's books than the game. So it's going
to
be...
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be true to the source material.
It's going
to
be more true to the source material.
It's going to be based on the first show.
On the first what?
The first show they did in Poland. They did a...
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, the TV... Yeah, that's... Yeah. I mean, yeah, for those who didn't know, back... I don't know in what year it was. We can try and fact check that real quick and find out the actual Polish name for it. But, yeah, in Poland, a TV show based on The Witcher, they come out. I mean, it wasn't that good, but a show did come out because, like you were telling me, 2001 come out in 2001. I mean, if you Google, you know, The Witcher Polish TV
show, your name is The Hexer.
The Hexer.
Yeah.
Weird, but okay. I mean, that somebody must have had a rough translation.
I think the real name is like Witsim or something.
Yeah,
I'm mispronouncing it.
Oh yeah, none of us can speak Polish, so we're not even gonna try. But so yeah, since it's based more on the books, and like we've come to find out,
but one in the books though,
huh?
One in the books.
That's the point. The books have so much in them.
I really like before it started to be like a whole really arc story.
Mm-hmm.
When the first one and two, it was just stories.
Yeah, when you're talking, I really
liked
about,
it. Like, I really enjoyed those little stories. Like the one where he meets like Siri's parents. Oh my god, that was beautiful. I really liked it. Like the first one is my favorite.
Oh yeah,
because those little stories are amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a Blood of Elves, the one that has the compendium.
I think so.
And it's either Blood of Elves. Or
then there's something Sword.
Or Sword of Destiny.
I think the first one is Sword of Destiny. Sword of Destiny, the second is the actual, one is Blood of Elves.
Yeah, Sword of Destiny is the actual book, if I'm not mistaken.
That's my favorite.
Actually, no. I take that back. I think the first one is called The Last Wish.
It is
The Last Wish.
That's the one, the first one. There we go. That's the first one.
That's the one. That's the name of the book, but the book is just a collection of short stories.
Exactly.
With little...
That's what I love.
It introduces characters, but it's not really an overarching novel. It's just
exactly,
a bunch of short stories.
Exactly, it explains a lot about the world. So
yeah, exactly.
By the time you get to the real story, you know little stories about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They have established a universe.
Yeah.
So that makes those books...
It makes it a really good universe. It makes it even more exciting that...
He has time to build it. Kind of Game of Thrones. He was really slow at the beginning, but he built a universe.
Yeah, you build a world and then you play with it. That's a really good author. You're a god, yeah. I mean, I saw this in a meme once, but I can't guarantee that George R. Martin said it or not. Like when people asked him, I guess he like doesn't like fan fiction.
He never said it.
He never said it. Okay. Yeah,
those things never said it. Like,
I know.
Every time he's like fake.
But the thing is, like, I believe it. Like in the meme, he said something like, "Nobody else set out to torture the people of Westeros but me," and I'm like, "Yeah, I could totally see that." I mean, that's a writer. It's like they're my characters. There's like.
I mean, he likes killing them.
Of course he does. Because
he's killed so much.
Because
people.
that's how the world was in Westeros. That's how the real world is. There's killing. There's dying.
They,
you know.
It started the war. That's what happened. It's like the 10 years of war.
Oh yeah. Basically, yeah. But it's realistic, is what you could say. Just because it's a main character doesn't mean he can't die. Because that's just how it is.
The little girl that they got for the Witcher show, is it gonna be Ciri though?
Yeah. They confirmed who the actors are gonna play.
So, we know about when it is in Geralt's life.
We can say that since
it's not the first book, then because it cannot be the first book.
I think
it cannot. It has to be a straight story.
It must be from Blood of Elves, maybe, because
I think that's
the one that talks about the royal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yes,
she has blood.
That's when it talks about Ciri's royal elvish blood, the old blood. So it might be based on that. And him.
I see that.
And him first training her, because they train together a lot.
He looks too young for that.
But that's the point. He ages very slowly.
He's going to have little adventure first, and then he's going to... It's not going to be straight him going to train
her. To Cirilla? No.
Maybe like at the end of the season, he's like, "I'm going to train you." And then a little time passes, like 3 years. Boom, I see that as the finale.
Like for a new, maybe.
And they announce in the second season. There's going to be more than one season.
Oh, yes. I mean, not only is...
They saying Henry Cavill.
Yeah, it's Henry Cavill. You know, that's
how... That's
you,
not easy to
get. That's how you lock down the ladies. You know, you either cast Henry Cavill or Chris Hemsworth. Oh, shit, that's how you lock down some of the men, too. Shit, I watch it because of Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill's a really good actor.
He's a handsome man, too. Not fair to say.
He's still Superman.
Let's not give anybody hope. But yeah, it might be. You know, I mean, it could be a good. It's not just Witcher fans who read the books, or it's not just people that seen the game, played the game.
It unites all everyone.
Well, no, it's not that it unites people. It's that I think with the game, people have like there's a lot more knowledge about it. And then when it starts coming out and Netflix starts dropping trailers for it or teasers for it, when people are still having this little come down from Game of Thrones, you're gonna have like a bunch of people that just fucking look at the trailer and be like, "Oh, this looks familiar," you know, and boom, you got like
give
all
it to me.
Yeah, you're gonna have all
I
these people that need that high fantasy.
I
TV
do.
Show. So do I. I'm excited. I mean, I can't wait. And just watch. Just, you know, fingers crossed. Netflix might drop a trailer soon. Dude, Netflix marketing on Twitter, those guys are fucking geniuses.
I mean, definitely after Witcher 3, this is the fourth game, technically. It's like a spin-off.
Well, The Witcher...
Thronebreaker. It's like a card game.
Oh, yeah, it's like Gwent.
Princess Meave or Queen Meave? Queen Meave.
It's like a
card
game.
But yeah, the story keeps going. Like, maybe CD Projekt Red does like something special when they release the show. I hope so.
I mean, I hope so. That'd be swell. But I'm just telling you.
The Witcher 3 for free.
Jesus.
I already have it, but another copy will be nice.
Just whispering, "CD Projekt Red, please." please send me free stuff.
I would want a DLC. At least a DLC.
I want to point out that the main reason that we're talking so much about The Witcher TV show and, you know, and on Netflix is because we want free stuff from CD Projekt Red. Oh, no, that's a joke. We're actually really excited for it. I think the casting looks awesome. From the people I've seen, there's people that have been in Game of Thrones, people that have been in Peaky Blinders. You have like a really good...
What? I didn't know that.
You have like a really good cast. You have a lot of good characters in there. They have Yennefer, they have Ciri, they have Dandelion in there. I think so there's a bunch of stories that can be told from the Witcher universe, and I think it's going to be like the best show to scratch that Game of Thrones itch that I think we're all feeling. It has a possibility for so many different storylines, so many different plot lines, so many things happen like politically, and there's plenty of blood and sex and monsters too, like in the Witcher world. It's not just dragons.
Witch is a killer of monsters.
It's a killer of monsters. We should have started with that. But yeah, a witcher is a killer of monsters for hire. Like he's a bounty hunter he's a mutant too. Yeah. And he's also a bounty hunter that kills monsters for money. But it's like
supposed to come in 2019.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we have we should research that further. IMDb
exactly says 2019. Same here. Wikipedia says the same. Google says the same.
You can continue to research more info on it while I continue to talk more about it.
Because, it is going to be released this year.
I mean, I hope so, because it has everything that Game of Thrones has, but more monsters.
Way more monsters.
Like hundreds and thousands of monsters. There's
There's two kind of monsters in the Game of Thrones. In the Game of Thrones we've seen on TV. Two.
Dragons
and walkers.
Oh, and what about the dudes that get infected with grayscale?
But in the show, I don't think they become like rocks. They just die.
But they before they die, they kind of become like zombie-like. Yeah,
look at Jorah. He was dying. He wasn't going to survive that.
And he was going to become like one of those crazy things. Because they attacked them at one point on a boat.
I know in the books it happens, but I don't think in the show
it would happen. It did. You're going to have to rewatch that.
Let's say three then.
Let's say three.
But whereas The Witcher?
The hundreds. There's griffins. There's like entire classifications for monsters. There's like specters. And then in the specters you have God knows how many different types of specters and vampires. You have so many different types of vampires. And then you have drowners and zombies and rotters and etc. The Witcher has like a ton of monsters.
It does.
And not only that, it has a bunch of sex and violence too. So it's literally everything.
Yeah, they're okay. You have a romance like line that you have to do, but in the way, you know, like you have that hunt. Like there's a girl you help.
A ton of them.
Yeah, but the one that's like a magician.
Because right now we're talking about the game.
Yeah, in The Witcher 3, the one that's a magician and she tricks you, and you do a race. Then you wake up naked.
Oh man, I kind of remember it, but there's like so many missions in that game that moment.
That's one of the first main ones. She's a principal character.
I can't remember that scene though.
She's a sorceress. She's the one that tells you about the witches of the bug. You know the.
Oh damn! That's the beginning of the game though.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, don't ask me her name though. But yeah.
I don't remember.
But that's trying to segue all of this into the Netflix TV show. It's just saying that it has plenty of, even though we haven't seen many set photos or a trailer or anything, just the possibility of what it can be is extremely exciting. It's really exciting what it can possibly be, what the stories they can tell that would definitely scratch that Game of Thrones itch. And you know, mark my words, you know, fingers crossed, maybe Netflix will kind of like take like a month and then kind of like be like missing some, you know, do some quirky, clever little ad on Twitter. I mean,
as like have they done with Black Mirror?
Exactly.
Or everything they do.
Yeah, they've done really good marketing. They wait for when people are like almost forgotten about Game of Thrones.
CD Projekt Red did the same, like in the Cyberpunk account, like out of nowhere, after like 7 years.
That's an entire thing that we can talk about. The majesty of CD Projekt Red, but that's like a whole nother episode. We can just take a while talking about the creators of the Witcher games, CD Projekt Red from Poland. But
we love it.
It's very exciting what it can be. You know, it can scratch that Game of Thrones itch for sure. Like I was saying, I think Netflix is gonna be smart, and then in like a month from now, maybe two at the most, they might drop a trailer when people are just kind of like, and people like remember like, oh my god, I love this shit, and then they'll watch it in droves. And hopefully
we'll get a lot of episodes though.
It's gonna be what, like 10 or 12 give or take, I'd say. Roundabout's gonna be around that much. It has to be.
I wish there's a lot of them. I have no idea how many.
But the point is
13.
Well, yeah. So the point is, we're really excited. It could be a start of the next big fantasy show that everybody watches. So what? I mean, hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping it'll be good. It looks like it's gonna be good. It's got a great cast. It's got people that seem excited for it, and they're filming it in Poland to be even more accurate to the scenery. So The Witcher on Netflix, everybody, I'm gonna be watching out for it. We're both gonna be watching out for it.
Sayuri, the actress, is 17 years old. She looks a little younger. She looks like 15.
Okay, but
because they cannot cast like a super young girl to play like in a mature series, like series, adult series almost.
Yeah.
So they get a 17-year-old to play like a 15. She looks like 15.
Okay.
Because she really is young. So we know a little bit about the time in girls'
life. Yeah, like I mean, they might be putting it around like we said, like when she's when he's about to train her, give or take. That might be a,
I think that's the end of the first season.
We'll see. I mean,
mid-season.
Or when he first
maybe they do part one and part two.
Yeah.
Netflix likes to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea either. That's not a bad idea.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see that too. So yeah, The Witcher, we're going to keep eyes on it until it comes out, and hopefully it will scratch that Game of Thrones itch. But the next thing that's going on crazily in the world these days is something near and dear to my heart. It's Batman. Batman's all over the fucking news these days because people seem to be pissed off about a teenage vampire movie that came out 10 years ago.
I was.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I was too. And then
I didn't like it. At first I was like, what? Because after that we haven't seen him in anything that big. He has done things, but not that much. He's been inactive a few years.
I mean, I don't
know. He made a lot of money.
I think that Robert, by the way, if people didn't know, you know, Robert Pattinson,
yeah.
You know, what's his name? Edward from Twilight, whatever.
I don't know
either.
You're gonna know.
It is Edward. It is Edward from Twilight. But he's cast as in Matt Reeves' new Batman movie, because Ben Affleck is
in. Maybe just as flashbacks, and Ben Affleck comes back.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
I wish.
But no, he's cast as Batman in the new Matt Reeves Batman movie, because Ben Affleck isn't in the role anymore, so now it is Robert Pattinson.
This is an established universe. How are you going to change an actor? But we said that he's going to come out after Flashpoint, though. That's my thought. Flashpoint.
If it comes, that's true. Flashpoint,
it's a reboot. It's made for that.
Yeah. You know, if they're smart, if DC is smart, they'll use Flashpoint to reboot the entire universe.
That like they did in the comics.
Uh-huh. Just fucking do that.
Like every time something bad happens in DC, like, what? Reboot?
Yeah, reboot!
Crisis was like
That's what they do.
How many universes they in the first one they destroyed a lot.
It's like somebody told one of the producers to read Infinite Crisis and Crisis on Infinite Earths and be like, wait a minute, we can do this. They're like, we can just make a movie or like write one comic book that'll like completely change the universe. We can do this.
Yup, let's fucking do that. It's superheroes. You can explain anything.
Exactly.
So with whatever superpowers, magic, whatever technology.
Yeah, and like that Flashpoint movie coming out, they can just completely erase everything that just happened to this universe. Just create a new one.
The other thing that I've seen, and I also really want to see, is you've also seen it. Everybody's seen it. Batman Beyond. I'm sorry, I really want that.
That I mean,
he would look really good as Batman Beyond, and I think like lately, everyone's been introducing like characters like that are not so big. They're like B-list characters. Batman Beyond is his moment. Like they need something futuristic.
Terry McGinnis.
Yes.
He was Batman in the Batman Beyond.
Yeah, and he technically was half of Bruce DNA's.
He was, yes. That is found out later. Yeah. But
Justice League Unlimited.
But I mean, think, to be more realistic. Don't
get me wrong. I'm going to say a number. I think it's random, but I think it's season 3, episode 8.
Okay.
I'm almost sure.
That's very specific. You what?
I'm pretty sure it's season 3, but I don't know if it's 8. I really love that show. My favorite show ever.
DC? Batman Beyond?
No. Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah, really good. You should watch it. Everyone should watch it.
So what you say is that when they do the new movie with Robert Pattinson, it should be Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
And he's playing Terry McGinnis.
I mean, people are saying Michael Keaton. I don't want him.
Oh my god, fuck yes, I do. I'd fucking take that.
I like that, but that would be like Alfred funny. I want like a tough, like huge guy.
No, he's gonna do it well. Did you not see him as the Vulture in Homecoming? He can.
I want Ben Affleck.
No,
he'll look good as an old man.
He will look too young.
No, they
Michael Keaton is what
they made an old man. How was his name? Steve Rogers. He looked old at the end of Endgame. You can make
touche. Yeah.
Plus, Ben Affleck already looks old. In Justice League, he has white hair almost,
and he's getting fucking older by the bottle. Older by the bottle, man. Not older by the day, by the bottle. Please stop, Ben. We love you. Please stop drinking, Ben. Call Matt Damon.
His hair looks more gray in Justice League, especially now with this. He's been a few movies.
I mean, you do know that's like a little bit of touch up on the hair.
Yeah, but that's it. But you can like make up a little makeup.
Okay, so Ben Affleck with makeup can play Bruce Wayne,
and it would be amazing seeing like look at Detective Pokemon. It's like a cyberpunk like city and shit.
No, yeah, it'll work. I mean, it'll work yeah, amazingly, especially with today's effect.
The vibe of Blade Runner.
Yes, with that's
Batman Beyond done like that.
I mean, yeah,
just a slow like silence.
That just would be, you know, don't get me wrong.
Can do a lot of good shows.
Don't get me wrong. That sounds amazing. I love that idea. But then I'm gonna tell you why it's not gonna happen. they're not gonna do Batman Beyond. One can only wish and one can always hope. But they're not gonna do Batman Beyond. I mean, first of all, most people know who Bruce Wayne is. Not a lot of people know who Terry McGinnis is. So you're already alienating a casual, you know, audience that doesn't know as much as comic book as some people or cartoons.
But you can introduce them.
You can, and if it's easier, you have like, you know, a known character as Batman, you know, doing the role that Batman does in Batman Beyond, which is like a mentor to Terry McGinnis. You can get like Michael Keaton, or like you said, make up to look old Ben Affleck, which sounds like a good idea. Like, I'd be up for it.
Another already existing Batman, so that people understand more. Like, they're more comfortable seeing another Batman. You know, they understand it better.
Piss everybody off and get George Clooney. No, that's, I mean, but either way,
he could do a good job.
I gotta finish my point. They're not gonna do it because it's gonna be, I can guarantee you it's gonna be this. It's somewhere, it's gonna be right here. This is what it's gonna be. It's gonna be Batman Year One. That is what that movie is gonna be.
A reboot with a Batman, just like that?
That movie is gonna be Batman Year One. Robert Pattinson.
I mean, they said it was gonna be in the past already.
Yes. So it's going to be Batman Year One. And Robert Pattinson, looking at him now, he fits quite well. Because if they go in the route of the actual comic book, you know, Batman Year One, which I've repeated like 5 times already for no reason, Batman isn't like the bulky super dude that he is in, you know, the Dark Knight or the fit guy he is now. That's not
Beyond, yes. He's huge.
No, I mean in Batman Year One.
Oh yeah.
In year one, he's thin, skinny, but you know, in shape but thin. And so I'm like, if they want to go that route and do a Batman Beyond movie with Robert Pattinson, you know, I think it'll work. He's got like the face for it. And when you go into his acting, because I'm like spend like 30 minutes talking about his physique for some reason. You go about into his acting. Like, have you ever seen Cosmopolis, the movie directed by David Cronenberg? No. I think it's the last movie David Cronenberg directed since. Mm. I don't know if he's there, but yeah. Yeah, I directed Cronenberg with Robert Pattinson. It's this really, really fucking weird movie. Especially him, he's like the CEO of a company, and he's just in the back of this limousine in like the near future. It's like semi-futuristic, but not kind of futuristic. And it's just that the entire movie is following him in the back of this limo. And there's not one scene in the movie, that he is not in. Like, for real. Like, in every single scene, he is in the movie. That's, like, a big thing that Cronenberg did for that movie. And it's a great movie. And he does a great fucking job at acting at it. And I was like, this motherfucker can act. And then this new one that's called Good Time. I haven't seen it yet. But apparently it's... I gotta watch it. But apparently it's got fucking rave reviews. And Robert Pattinson's done a whole bunch of other movies. Like, he did the... Oh my god. It's the, it's like the upbringing of a dictator, some shit like that. Hey, I'm not joking. I'm actually gonna like
a serious movie?
Huh?
I mean, he, I'm pretty sure he can be a good actor. I've never seen him doing anything good. That's why.
You never seen him do anything good. We're right now. I'm tapping it right now.
I think, you know? I've never seen him in a movie.
Yeah,
maybe.
Really?
Maybe Harry Potter back then, but I've never been into Harry Potter.
It's when we call it the childhood of a leader. It's a really fucked up movie. It's basically a fucked up movie, basically doing a fantasy as if the upbringing of a child who eventually becomes a dictator and a tyrant like Hitler, kind of like that. And it's like a fantasy. It's not even in a real country. It's like in this fake country, whatever. So and he's in it. He has a really good job at it. And he's been in so many little indie movies, and people tell me he hasn't been in anything. And I'm like, he's been in shit. He just hasn't been doing like AAA movies, but he's been doing a lot of fucking good shit under the scenes. And so you fucking like in the indie circuit and stuff like that. He's a really good fucking actor. And if you watch
it, seen anything.
You should. Because then at first I was shocked and appalled because I immediately thought Twilight. But then I realized the motherfucker's been in a lot of good movies, and I just don't remember him. Maybe that's a good or bad, but it's like, he's been in a lot of good movies. I just forgot that he was in all those movies.
He's not the kind of man they promote when they promote a movie, you know?
That's very true. That's a good point. Like, you never heard something like
Robert Patterson in Wings of a Butterfly.
You know?
Has he been in a movie called like that?
No, but I'm just saying, because it sounds like a stupid indie movie name with drama. You know, like another, like indie movie names. You can have like really weird names. I'm just saying. But the point is, I think personally, Robert Pattinson could do a pretty good Batman.
I'm gonna let him do his thing and let's see if he does a good Batman. I'm not gonna judge before.
Think about it. I think he can look crazy serious. He looks like a young Bruce Wayne.
He's got black hair.
He looks like a young Bruce Wayne.
If he gets black hair, he will look like exactly like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he can be an asshole Bruce Wayne, but then I think when you put the cowl on, you got that chin. I think he can do it. I mean, that's like a big thing. That whole chin, power of the chin.
Batman without chin is nothing.
Yeah, no, that's his whole expression right there.
That's why Ben Affleck was so good, because
yeah, he could
has
fucking,
a huge face.
Yeah, he can fucking like look. Okay, you know.
Let's not get into Batfleck.
No, let's not get into Batfleck. But Batman, I mean, Bruce... Yeah, Jesus Christ. Ben Affleck.
No.
Literally...
Ben
Affleck literally looks like the Batman in every single page of The Dark Knight Returns.
Yes.
The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller is basically the comic book that created the dark, brooding Batman that we know and love now.
Yeah, it's like Snyder based his Batman on.
Yeah, that Batman from Dawn of Justice and Justice League, the one that Ben Affleck plays, is based on that Batman. And yeah,
mainly in the one Batman versus Superman,
mm-hmm.
like that fight, that
yeah, that entire that fight,
armor,
that armor,
everything that was. It was not exactly the same because it was the opposite.
It was identical to it almost.
Technically, in the comic, is the government that sent Superman.
Yes, true.
But
yeah, well,
it was still a fight between them.
I mean more about the imagery than the actual story.
The
imagery, the suit, the armor, the way how the bat logo on his chest was almost looks like a fat bat logo.
But not Martha. We didn't have Martha in the.
Let's not talk
place.
About. We're gonna talk about the good things. We're talking about the good things. We're talking about how
that was so fucking.
So nice. that reason, because that Batman is based off the Batman from The Dark Knight Returns. The comic book, he looks just like him. So for me, I don't care if I get backlash. I think Ben Affleck has been the best Batman because he's based on one of the best Batman stories ever told in comics.
He is. I love Batfleck.
And basing it on that, if you get like Robert Pattinson in a good movie
as a young Batman, he might be good. I like Ben Affleck as a old Batman. He was really good in it, like his physique and everything. But a young Batman is not so built. He hasn't been like fighting and training for like 30 years.
Yeah.
But Felix has. He's a fucking killing machine.
And that's also go with the acting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, like Robert Pattinson fucking like is a good fucking actor, and I think you give him a role he's passionate about with a good script, I think he can fucking nail it out of the park. I think I think he can fucking be a good Batman. But there's just so much shit to see, you know? What the vibe is gonna be, the suit, which is very important to get right. you know,
I don't know what kind of suit they're gonna do. That's... I mean, maybe they do that too, like a simple suit.
That would be the best. Yeah, like a simple suit.
Maybe a gray and black. Ooh, they're gonna do. They're not gonna.
Or they could go with like the Batman and Rebirth now. It's like a gray and black, but he's got like yellow.
And the little lines also.
Yeah, too. He's got like yellow, like a yellow outline over the bat signal, yeah. And like a few yellow lines on the suit. I think that outfit looks great.
I wish in a movie, maybe one day they bring back the one that is blue and gray.
You mean
from the cowl and the cape is blue?
I mean from the original Adam like West. From,
like yeah, but made like to look recent.
Oh, that's kind of hard because that.
No, outfit, they've done it a lot.
Oh, I've seen a bunch of that shit. That's like goofy though.
On the Dark Knight Returns, it's got like that looks amazing. I have a pop of that. It looks amazing.
The what?
The Dark Knight Returns, like the tough one.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, yeah.
If you put his cowl and his cape blue and the rest gray with a yellow one, a yellow logo, it looks amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I think right now they're going to either go with more like...
Simple.
They're going to go with the modern ones, the simple. One. The one from Justice League and Batman vs. Superman kind of look very tactical and military.
Those glasses reminded me of, what's his name in Watchmen?
What glasses? Oh, yeah, he looked like the Night Owl.
He did.
He looked like Night Owl. A little bit. But another...
You can keep going. I'm not going to cut this. Keep going and I'll cut the second where we didn't talk. And finish out the episode.
Jesus. I think that one was better though.
What? Yeah, it was better. I can just cut now. Do the ending, please.
That was way better.
So it doesn't get too long.
I'm going to stop now. And so, but yeah, I mean, we're both excited for it. At first, we were both shocked, you know, because Robert, Cedric fucking Diggory.
I was in denial.
Yeah, it's fucking Cedric Diggory. No, you know, Cedric Diggory from fucking Harry Potter, Robert Pattinson.
I know he was in it. I saw it, but I don't remember it.
Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff.
No. I don't remember.
He's the first guy Voldemort kills.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
Either way, but yeah, that's Robert Pattinson. We think at first it was shock. We think he's gonna do a good job now, you know. But there's a lot left to see. But should be cool. Good story, good script. You know, might be fucking the best one yet. You gotta be optimistic, man. You can't fucking be negative. The internet wants you
to be.
The internet wants you to be negative. You know, everybody wants you to think that the last Game of Thrones sucked. Everybody wants you to think that Robert Pattinson's a horrible choice. Make your own opinion, man. Right? Make your fucking opinion. I think it's going to be a good idea. I think it's going to be good. I think he's a bomb-ass actor. I think with a good script.
I wouldn't go that far, but I want to see what he can do.
Man. You know what? When you said that you hadn't seen any of the indie movies he's been in, go fucking watch. Watch Cosmopolis. Watch Cosmopolis. It's a good fucking movie.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you need to convince yourself more, he's a good fucking actor.
We'll see next week, maybe.
Maybe we have time.